Thou, fair one, what might your name be?
With some reluctance, she told him, Deirdre. Deirdre Ambrose.
Deirdre,
Jaeger echoed.
That's an Irish name. It means passionate, doesn't it?
I don't know, Deirdre lied. The dining room was just as sumptuously decorated as the lounge, and it was filling up rapidly. Jaeger spotted a table for six, halfway across the big chamber, and led the others to it. He moved around the table to sit beside Deirdre, then tipped the chair on his other side to lean against the table.
Put up the chair beside you, Andy, he said to Corvus as they all sat down.
Blinking in puzzlement, Corvus asked,
Why? They'll think we're saving the seats for another couple of people,
Jaeger explained.
That way, we can just be the four of us without any strangers butting in.
But we're all strangers, Corvus blurted.
I mean, we just met a few minutes ago.
Jaeger waved him down.
Nah, we're old buddies, shipmates.
He dominated their conversation all through dinner, talking almost exclusively about himself.
So I tackled the challenge, me and my grad students. That's three of them over at the table across the room, with the scoop ship team. We designed a submersible vehicle that can carry a maximum of six human crew 1,000 kilometers deep into the Jovian Ocean and allow them to cruise down there for at least 5 days.
A considerable engineering challenge, Dorn admitted, as he carefully brought a forkful of hydroponic greens to the human side of his mouth. Jaeger agreed cheerfully.
There have been 2 human missions into that ocean, and both ended in disaster. Casualties, people got killed.
The pressure down that deep must be incredible, Corvus mused.
It is, and then some, Jaeger said. Some of the uncrewed probes have been crushed. I mean, it's tough down there.
Deirdre listened with half an ear as Jaeger nattered on. She wondered about Dorn. He was a priest? That was weird. He wasn't wearing anything that looked clerical, just plain gray coveralls. The left side of his face was etched metal, as was the top of his head. His left arm was prosthetic. A priest? She wondered. He said the scientists wanted to see if he could handle the pressures of a deep dive better than a normal human. That means they're planning a crewed mission into the ocean. After nearly 20 years. After killing people both the times they tried it before.
So I completed the design and my people have built the Dingus out of Jupiter orbit, Jaeger was saying. Now I'm heading out to the Gold Station to supervise the final checkout before we start testing the beast.
Andy Corvus looked impressed. A submersible that can carry humans safely deep down into that ocean.
Jaeger mopped up the sauce on his plate with a crust of soy bread. It was a tough design challenge, let me tell you.
No one responded to that, so he went on, holding the dripping crust in 2 fingers.
The secret is, you've got to make the beast big. I mean, big. Big as the research station, almost. The problem with those earlier birds is they made them too small. As big as gold itself?
Dorn asked, intrigued despite himself. Jaeger nodded as he popped the bread in his mouth and chewed vigorously.
That big? Just to hold 6 people? Corvus asked.
Gulping down the crust, Jaeger said,
You need the size to handle the pressures. Compression. The vehicle's built like a series of nested shells, one within the other. Like those Russian dolls, you know?
Babushka dolls, Corvus said. Matryoshka, Deirdre corrected. Jaeger grinned at her.
You know, for an incredibly beautiful woman, you're pretty smart.
Dorn bristled visibly. But Deirdre simply gave the engineer an icy glare. Jaeger took it all without malice.
freedom of speech, he said, almost wistfully. It can get you into a lot of trouble. Ah, well. What's for dessert?
Tell us more about this ship you've designed, Corvus said. I'm going to be one of your passengers.
You?
Jaeger looked surprised. Me, Andy said. For once, he looked totally serious. Passenger quarters. Dorne accompanied Deirdre to her stateroom once dinner was finished. As Dr. Pohan had told her, the map screens placed strategically along the passageway bulkheads showed where her quarters were and how to get there. All she had to do was ask. Despite her assurances to her father, the higher G-force of the ship's acceleration was making Deirdre feel weary, slow. Thank you, she said as they walked slowly along the passageway. I appreciate your protecting me from Dr. Jaeger.
I learned courtesy from a very noble woman, Dorne said, his voice low, heavy.
With a tired smile, Deirdre added, I've fended off show-offs like Jaeger most of my life, but I'm glad I didn't have to do it alone tonight.
De nada, he said.
You speak Spanish?
She did.
You must have loved her very much. Dorne shook his head slowly.
It's not that simple.
Oh. Following the maps displayed upon the wall screens, they at last found Deirdre's stateroom. Its door was like all the others that lined the passageway, except that the oblong electronic screen on it bore her name. Another couple came up the passageway from the other side, deep in whispered conversation. They stared at Dorne as they squeezed by.
I should be jealous of you, Deirdre said once they had passed.
Jealous?
Usually I'm the one people stare at.
Dorne said nothing.
Since I've been 12, she went on.
It was impossible to read the expression on the human side of his face. For long moments, they simply stood there in the passageway, silent. For the first time in many years, Deirdre wasn't sure what she should say, how she should handle this cyborg.
Thank you, Dorne said at last.
She blinked at him.
For what?
For not asking about my past. For not probing into my life story.
It's painful to you.
Painful, yes.
Very softly, she said,
Everybody has pain in their lives, Dorne.
I suppose that's true, he said without much conviction.
Even more unsure of herself, Deirdre said,
Well, if you ever want to talk about it, I'll listen.
That's very kind of you.
Good night, then.
Good night.
This was the moment when guys made their move, Deirdre knew. But the cyborg merely bowed stiffly a few centimeters, then turned and started walking up the passageway. But after a few steps, he stopped and said over his shoulder,
My dossier is on file at Ceres. Look under the name Doric Harbin.
Then he proceeded up the passageway, the overhead lights glinting off the etched metal of his skullcap. Deirdre watched him for several moments, then touched the fingerprint-coated lock that opened her door.
Doric Harbin, she thought. He is the man who wiped out the original chrysalis, slaughtered all those people. He's the man Dad wanted to execute. Yet he doesn't seem like a murderer now. He's...
She searched for a word, decided at last to give it up. Then she remembered that Jaeger said Dorne was a priest of some sort.
A priest? It's been a strange first night, Deirdre thought as she stepped into her stateroom.